very cool. Yeah, that'll provide a few months of fun figuring out all the features. Yeah, I finally got the APRS working on my Yaesu FTM 500, and that's working out pretty well. I don't know what the use case for me is so much. I turn it on once in a while, but I know how it works now. But I'm sure there's a whole lot more that I can dig into. I actually thought the APRS on a handheld would be a little bit more useful, to be honest, you know, like being out on the boat or hiking in the woods or something like that. You know, it seemed a little bit more practical. So, yeah, I'd be curious to hear what your report is after you've used it for a few weeks.
Yep, exactly. Same thoughts. I have a FTM 500 in my truck. I'm actually talking on it right now, but my use case was it's in my truck. I mean, I'm not, you know, but if I'm up north hiking in the woods or out to your point out on a boat or whatever, it'll be nice to have those packets and sort of leaving a breadcrumb, if you will. So, I don't know. It's just something new to dink around with, so I guess we'll find out. It looks cool and looks super well built. I did download the programming software from the name of the company is escaping me, but started puzzling with it last night. Man, there's a lot of functions on this thing. It's going to take me 3 weeks just to figure out what all those buttons mean.